USA Radio News.
The economy added 201,000 jobs in the month of August. That's according to the latest numbers reported by the U.S. Department of Labor today. Joni Courtney is the president and COO of EmployBridge.
This number is great, and I think it actually could have been even stronger. There is a strong demand, certainly, in many sectors. Transportation, logistics, we've seen retail start to come back.
The confirmation hearings of Judge Brett Kavanaugh continue today. Senator Ted Cruz ultimately believes, though, that Kavanaugh will be confirmed.
I am confident that we will have the votes, that Brett Kavanaugh will be confirmed, that Judge Kavanaugh will become Justice Kavanaugh.
Right.
The markup is scheduled next week in committee. The Democrats, under the rules, can delay it for a week.
Right.
They will do that. And I expect that Judge Kavanaugh will be confirmed and sitting on the court by early October.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, folks. Let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now, we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply, and of course, the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game.
Everybody knows, including me, that Life Change Tea is the tea that makes you go. Visit GetTheTea.com for a limited time and use promo code USA and get free shipping. At GetTheTea.com, use promo code USA. At GetTheTea.com.
There's strong reaction from a Catholic organization to a recently announced investigation. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the story.
The nation's largest Catholic league is blasting the New York State Attorney General for opening an investigation into Catholic dioceses in that state for sex abuse allegations. The president of the New York Catholic League, Bill Donahue, says,
"This problem is not ours today. We did have it in the 60s, 70s, and 80s. So to go after the Catholic Church alone today and give the public schools and all of the religions a pass smacks of bigotry."
Donahue says there's a misconception that clergy sex abuse is still a problem. He points to stats that show hardly any Catholic priests in the last 2 years have credible accusations made against them. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
And your final numbers on Wall Street for this Friday. The Dow was down 79 points to close the week at 25,916. This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Angela Konecki is a TV anchor at KELO-TV in South Dakota. Angela did something you do not usually see on a local TV news broadcast. She talked about something that was very personal and dear to her heart. This video has gone viral.
On May 16th, my 21-year-old daughter, Emily, died of an overdose. Her official cause of death was fentanyl poisoning. The loss of a child, especially in this sudden and shocking way, has turned my world upside down. I never intended a member of my family to become part of the statistics you hear on the evening news. Nobody does. And there is no recovery for me or my family of the loss of my talented, smart, and beautiful daughter, Emily. Instead, I am forced to move forward. And my only choice now is how I do that. My choice, even at great personal risk, is to share my daughter's story with all of you. The reason I'm doing this is because my only hope in the face of such devastating loss is that Emily's story, my family's personal tragedy, can be a catalyst for change. We must come up with better, more affordable ways to treat addiction. We also need to abolish the stigma that prevents many from seeking help, including my daughter. If 72,000 people were dying a year from any other cause, we would be uniting to end the suffering of so many families, so many mothers.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.